Okay, today is Daf Chaf Dalet. We are on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis by the new Perek, Perek Ain Tzadin. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, Shalom Ben Harav Tzvi, and Hashem Mishnah V'Aliyah. Okay, so, start a brand new Perek. This Perek is about trapping and shechting animals in Yontif, which was permitted, is permitted, in certain parameters. Here we go. Ein tzadin dogim min habibarin biyantif. You're not allowed to trap fish. A beaver is some kind of pond. It's some kind of pond. I don't know how they translate it in English. It's
a fish pond.
A fish pond. You're not allowed to trap fish in a fish pond. And now this is probably the key Rashi in the entire Masechta. Rashi says, af al gaf, even though the shchita, the afia, ubishel, malachos, me'avos malachos, hein. Those are avos malachos. Bishel, shechting, killing, baking. V'hutru l'tzarech yantif. And you're allowed to do that on yantif. You're allowed to cook. Taima, the reason is, mishum de'i efshir me'erev yantif. But you can't do that on erev yantif. You can't do that on Erev Yontif. Why not? Why can't I bake on Erev Yontif? Because the Shechita Chayish, on Shechita we're afraid, Lemachmar, Bisra, the meat's going to sour, Pen, Yitzchamim, V'yasriach, it'll be hot out, it'll turn sour, they have no way of preserving the meat. Aval Tzeda, but trapping, Efshir Letzodo Mibodyon. You can trap it before Yontif. Why can't you trap it before Yontif? Then he says, "V'yanuchena b'mitzutaso b'mayim." Put it in your little fish tank. You're going to go out into the ocean and trap on Yontif? Why can't you do that before Yontif? Cooking you can't do before Yontif. It won't taste as good. Shechting you can't do before Yontif. Maybe the meat's going to spoil. Trapping? Why can't you do trapping before Yontif? Right? V'lo yamus, not going to die in the fish tank. Ulamachar, and on the next day, Yitlehu, take it out of the fish tank. What? No, because it's considered already trapped. That's what the whole daf is going to be about, if it's already trapped. If it's in a situation where it's considered already trapped, right? But you don't want it to die, because you don't want it to spoil. So you put it in a little fish tank, and then on Yontif, you can take it out. It's already trapped. Says Tosvos. Top Tosfos, the first half, he just repeats what Rashi said. Then he says toward the end, Veloni Hira, that's not right. That's not right at all, says Tosfos. Kidim Afarish, Beresh Mechilton, Gabig Zera, Shemi Yitlosh. We said, what's the reason why an egg laid on Yontif is a problem? It's a Gzera. If you pluck an egg, pull an egg, or an egg comes out of a chicken, I would think I could take an apple off a tree. Right? I would think that. Dein lechalik ba'ochel nefesh. There's no difference when it comes to ochel nefesh. Dein efsher laso sumei erev yontif li'i efsher. There's no difference there's no difference when it comes to cooking. There's no difference. In other words, even if it would have been better, even if it would make no difference, when I trap this animal, says Tos, I can still trap it on yontif. There's no difference. What's the difference? Where is it? Ein lechalik. No, machshirin. So I'm gonna make the trap on Yontif that I could have done beforehand. The machshirin ochel nefesh. I don't have anything to eat with. I'm gonna go make forks and spoons on Yontif that you could have done before Yontif. That's where there's a difference. But on the actual malacha itself, no difference. Says Tosfos. Yesh chilek l'kach near capricious. Like I said before, it's a gzera. It's because the dummy looks here. It's a gzera. Okay. Has a Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like Rashi. And the Mechaber says, Kol Malacha, the Rabbi has another thing about the amount, right? It's a whole other world, a rush, a whole other world. He says like this, Kol Malacha, any Malacha, Ha'asur B'Shabbos, that's also on Shabbos, Asur B'Yantif, it's also on Yantif too. Chutz, except for, Mi Malachas Ochal Nefesh, except for Ochal Nefesh, that's mutter. V'chutz mehotzav havara, also lighting a fire, carrying, lighting a fire. V'chein, and also, machshire ochel nefesh, preparing things, like making traps or whatever, shelo haya efshalaso semiyasmo, that he couldn't have made them yesterday. Okay? That's the machaber. Says the Ramah, the yesh machmir, listen to this, the yesh machmirin, afilu b'ochel nefesh atzmo, people are machmir, even on ochel nefesh itself. Kol she'eno mafig tam klal, if it has no bearing on the taste whatsoever, if it has no bearing on the taste whatsoever, why are you making on yantif? Says the Ramah, im osu me'erv yantif, mihu, im lo osu me'erv yantif, v'yesh me'tzorach yantif, mutu lo, you could do it. If you forgot to do it, and you need it for yantif, you forgot, it makes no difference. I could have done it before yantif. I don't know what kind of food that is. That makes no difference. Every food tastes better when it's fresher, but I'm sure the Mishnah talks about it, right? And the reason is, because the Mishnah says you can spend the whole day in the kitchen. That's not what yantif is about. You can spend the whole day in the kitchen, right? So, how do we paskin? Like Rashi. Anything that would be regarding the malacha itself, it depends. If you could have done it before yantif, you have to do malacha itself, like trapping. You can't do that on yantif. You could have done that before yantif, it makes no difference. But if you tell you that you can't do before yantif, because it's better on yantif, like cooking, shechting, then of course you could do it on yantif itself. That whole Tosfos is a distinction that which malachas, we don't have any of that. Which is why borer, all these malachas are mutar yantif. They're not the same as Shabbos. They're not the same as Shabbos, where they're usher, and they're not the same as a weekday where they're totally mutter. They're in the middle. They're in the middle category. You have to. It's complicated halachas, but like all halachas, complicated. But it's in the middle category, it's a quasi category where they're mutter to an extent, and you know, depending on certain parameters. But that what we learned in the Daf Gimel, that Tosa said, well, only because of leash and on, that's completely rejected. We don't hold like that at all. We hold like Rashi, and the key is, was it able to be done before yantif without any difference on yantif itself? Okay? Okay.
Pizza's okay, squeezing things.
What?
On yantif, squeezing lemon with your tea is okay.
I don't know about every malacha now. Like I said, borer's mutter on yantif with certain parameters. It's not completely mutter like a weekday. But it's not usher like Shabbos. According to Tosfos, it would be usher. Because it's before Elisha. We don't hold like that. Okay. Like, why Rashi decided, of all places, to say that here, right, on the trapping. So, ein tzadin dagim minibor b'yantif. You can't trap from a pond on yantif. The ein nos nilfnei mezonos. You also can't feed fish in the pond. Why not? Because they don't rely on you for food, for sustenance. It's a tircha. That's not how you should be spending yantif day, go and feeding random pigeons in the park. Shouldn't be doing that on yantif. Right? Avol, but...
Tell that to all the people who are throwing bread in the water.
Tell it to all the pigeons. Avol, but... You shouldn't be throwing bread to fish on tashlich. Do they even eat that bread? If they eat it, you shouldn't be doing it. Because you're not supposed to support animals that don't belong. If you're around, even a pet, halakha is not allowed to eat before the pet eats. The pet has to eat before you. We learned that from Rivka, right? Rivka fed the camels before she asked, are you hungry? She didn't ask him that. The camel's hungry. The camel's thirsty, right? Before you comes the animals. That's only if it's your animals. If they're not your animals, you don't have a chiyuv. On a weekday, it's very nice, lovely. But on yantif, it's an issue because you're being a tircha for no purpose. But you're allowed to trap a chaya and an oaf. You want to have deer or some chicken from an enclosure. The nos nilifneim is onos, and you can even give them food. Rabbi Shir ben Gamliel Omer, lo kol bibarin shavin. One second, not every area is the same. Zakol, here's the rule. Kol hamachusar tzeda, usser. If it's lacking tzeda, it's usser. What does it mean lacking tzeda? If you have a deer in some massive reserve, but I own the reserve, it's my reserve. It's miles and miles, it's not trapped. You can't go, it's not... Would we say it's lacking trapping? Of course not. It's still you still have to trap it. What if it's in some tiny room, a 2x4 room? Yeah, it's trapped. It depends what kind of size it is. She'ena mechusar tzeda, if it's not lacking trapping, meaning it's already trapped, then it's mutter. So it depends on the size. The Gemara is going to refine that in a few minutes. V'raminu, one second. There's a brayso that says, Bibarin shal chaya v'shal ofos, any enclosure of chaya or birds, ain't sadde mehem biyamtif. You're not allowed to trap them on yamtif. The Mishnah said you are. The ain nosdin lufnei mezonos. The Mishnah said you are. So kasha, chaya, achaya, kasha, ofos, ofos. The whole thing's a kasha. Now, bishloma, you want to tell me chaya, achaya, lo kasha? Not a kasha. Why? Ha, this brisa is Rabbi Yehuda he, and, sorry, ha, Rabbi Yehuda, ha, Rabbanon, the brisa is Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah, there are two different people, that what, about what? Ditnan, because there's a Mishnah to Shavas that says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, hatzad zipar, lemigdal, if you trap a bird in a tower, ultzvi, labayis, or you trap a deer into a house, chayev, you're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because you're already considered trapped. I go chase that deer around in the house. You're not going to catch it so fast. It's considered trapped. That's what we heard the whole. It's considered trapped. Labayis hudumachayev. In a house. How big is the house? Even if you have a big house, how far away can the deer run away from you? You'll catch up with it. Aval libibarin, but in some outdoor area, no, of course not. You didn't trap the deer yet. Still not trapped. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim argue and say, tzipar lemigdal, if a bird's in a tower, utzvi legina, ula chatzer, ula bibarin, you're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because you've trapped it. Right? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chachamim, in the Mishnah, it said you're allowed to trap them there because it's not considered trapped. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa, it is considered trapped. So that's why there's a difference. That's by animals. El ofos, ofos kasha. But what about birds? How are you going to explain birds? Because birds can fly away. V'chite mohanami lo kasha. Habber mekora. Habber v'she'enu mekora. You want to make a distinction between an area with a roof and an area without a roof. So if it has a roof, it's sort of trapped because it can't really go anywhere, even though it can fly around in the room, but it can't really leave. V'bayis de bibar mekora dami. But a house is a roofed area. Right? Ubein Rabbi Yehuda, Ubein Rabbanan, Tzipor Lamigdal in Labayis Lo. And if it's in the tower, it's considered trapped. So that doesn't make any sense. So, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hacha, on Shabbos, B'tzipor Dror Eskinan. We're talking about some brazen type of bird. Dror means free. She'enu Mekabelus Moros. It's never considered trapped, because it never accepts the fact that it's trapped. I'm not sure what that means. It's always going to fight, and it's never considered trapped. Titania, the Bear Bishmal. Lamanik Rishma Tzipor Dror, why is it called that? Shadar Bibayas Kibasada. Doesn't matter, no matter where it lives, it's considered free. Never considered trapped. Aye, it's in a small enclosure, doesn't matter. Hashad the Ashas Lahaki, now that we give that answer, so Chaya Achaya Nami Lokasha. Then we say the same thing by Chayas. Ha, the Mishnah that says the Bibur Katan. And Ha, the Bryce is talking about a Bibur Gadol. Now, Hechidami Bibur Katan, Hechidami Bibur Gadol. What's the difference between these two areas? What's the difference? It's Amr Vashi. Kol hecha deroyet abasrei umotle b'chad shachya b'berkotten. What it means is you're chasing after it and you can catch it in one lunge. If you can catch it in one lunge, you're in such a small enclosed area, that you can catch it in one lunge, that's called a small area. V'idach, any other area is b'bergadol. It's considered a large area where it's not trapped because you can't get it in one lunge. E nami or kol hecha de'ika Uktei, wherever there are corners. So that it can run into a corner, you can't catch it. If then, it's a Bibur Gadol. That's called a Bibur Gadol. The Idach, Bibur Katan. Any other room, it's a perfect square room, no corners. No for the animal to run and hide. It's called a Bibur Katan. Inami or, Kalhecha Denafli Tula Dekasali Adadi. If the shadows of the walls fall on each other, it's just a small room. The shadows fall on each other, it's very small. That's Bibur Katan. And then it's considered already trapped, so you can't be over there. So it's trapping. V'idach, Bibur Gadol. Every other area is a Bibur Gadol. Okay. Next. Rabbi Shimon Gamil Omer, Lo Kal Bibar and Shavin. Not every Bibur is the same size. Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha, Kirv Shimon Ben Gamliel. The halacha is like of Shimon Ben Gamliel. Okay? That's how you're passing? Fine. Right.
That's not halal. Oh, you mean so you can't...
The, you can't make a rule. You can't make... There's no standardized rule. You can't make... Exactly. So Amalei, Abaya, halacha mechlal de pligi. So by the fact that you said that, you're implying someone argues. Oh, we paskin like him. Which means someone argues. Who argues on that? Who argues on that? So Amalei, my nafkalach mina. But what's the difference? Like, first of all, who argues? What's the difference? We paskin. So Amalei, very, very sharp line here. Gemara, zimur, tatehe. What, the learning, the Gemara is just a song? Like you sing a song when you're walking down the street, you're humming a tune? Gemara is serious business. I have to know exactly who we hold like, who don't we hold like, what are the parameters? It's a very sharp line. Okay. Zaklal, kal ha-mechusar seda. If it's lacking trapping, heichi dami mechusar seda, what does that mean, lacking trapping? Amar of Yosef, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kal she-omer haba mitsuda v'netztenu. If you say to your friend, nu, let's get the trap, we got to go trap the animal. Friends say, what do you mean trap the animal? It's already trapped. It's in the house. That's not trapped. I can't get it then. If you're going to have to say that, it's not trapped. Omele Abaya, va'avazim v'tarnagolim, but what about chickens? Chickens and geese, she'omrim havei v'metzudiv v'netzodu. We will say that about a chicken. Let's go get the trap. V'tanya, hatzad avazim v'tarnagolim. If someone says, if someone traps chickens and tarnagolim is chickens and avazim is geese, the yoni hadarusios and Herodian pigeons, punter, you punter. Why you punter? Because they're already trapped. So Amar Rabba Bar Huda Amar Shmuel Halalu Boen Lekluvin Laerev. These the chickens and the geese, they come to a nest in the evening time by themselves, and therefore they sort of submit themselves to being caught, so there's no issue of, they're already considered trapped. Halalu, but other animals, ain't boiling the cluvin l'erev. That doesn't apply.
It says Chayev,
it's not
a Shabbos,
yeah? What?
It says Chayev.
No, Yantif. Shabbos is the whole thing, it's Muksa, doing a Yantif. So I'm not 100% sure what's going on here. I don't know. There's very, very technical daf about trapping. I don't know. That's what the Gemara says. But one second. So the Gemara says one second. Varayoni shovach v'yoni aliyah deboyan l'klulav l'erev. But those birds also come to nest. V'tanya, we learned hatzad yoni shovach v'yoni aliyah v'tziporim shekanenu b'tefichin b'biboros chayiv. You have to actually go trap them again. That mamash trapped them. They submitted themselves to nesting. Why is that not considered already trapped? By chickens it is. So, Ella, Amar Rabba, by Ravuna, Amar Shmuel, Halalu, the chickens, boin lekluvin leerev, umuzanasin alecha. And then you feed them. Once you feed them, they're considered trapped. The Halalu, but the other birds, boin lekluvin leerev, they come to the nest, the ain mizanosin alecha. But they're not considered, you don't feed them, so they're not considered yours, so they're not considered trapped. Rav Mari, Amar Hani, The other birds, avidi liribuye, right? Avidi liribuye means they're going to fly away. Hani, the other chickens, lo avidi liribuye, they're not going to fly away. Kulanami avidi liribuye, they all fly away. Lekluvin kaminan da avid liribuye. No, I'm talking about nesting. In the nesting, they don't fly away, but the chickens and the geese do, and that's the difference. Okay. So there it wasn't about trapping issue. They were considered trapped. They were considered trapped. They were too young. They couldn't fly. They were too, so small. That was only a muksa issue. But Hilah B'Shav was only a muksa issue. They were considered too small, too young to fly away, so they're not trapped. It wasn't an issue of trapping over there. Why not? Because I guess they were too small. They're already trapped.
But they did move away. They moved to the other.
But they jumped.
Well, there were three, there were two.
Yeah, but they jumped. They didn't fly. I don't know. Oh, you had a question? Yeah, there's not. You can't have a question on this, Gemara. Mitzudos chaya v'ov v'dogim, a trap of a chaya ov for a fish, she'asin me'erev yontif. You set it up on erev yontif. I come yontif morning, and I see a fish in the trap. When did it get trapped? If it got trapped on erev yontif, it's okay. But if it got trapped on yontif, it's a problem. You're not allowed to trap on yontif. Right? That's how the mission started off. The parak started off. You're not allowed to trap in a big area. Right? Ain Ein tzadin dagim and ibar b'yamtif. You're not allowed to trap. It's not one of the malachas at a mutter. So you set out the trap before yamtif, but when did the trap actually catch the animal? If it was before yamtif, you didn't do anything wrong. If it was on yamtif, you did something wrong. So it's a suffix.
What did you do? When did
you trapped.
Right, you didn't do anything.
You definitely set the trap up before yamtif.
Fine, but if there was enough time for something to be caught in that trap, you're right. But if the was trapped.
Oh, so we're talking about a case where there was enough time for it to happen.
Okay.
Now you're asking a good question. You're asking nothing changes in the. We know that every malacha has to have a change.
Yeah.
Every malacha has to have a change, right? The only malacha that doesn't have a change is carrying. I carried the doorknob from here to there. I carried the food from here to there, right? It's carried, no change. Trapped loss is no change. The animal was there, and now it's here. Still alive. Right? The answer is, a trapped animal is different than a free animal. You have to give an answer like that. Right? There's no change to the animal. There's no tikkun, there's no improvement, nothing. When I take something and I grind it, I improved it, I made grinding, I baked, I wrote, I sewed, all the malachas. This is like you're doing something. You're not doing anything.
There's no
ma'isa. There's no ma'isa, exactly. The ma'isa happens by itself.
Right.
So you're not allowed to set up a contraption to trap on yontif.
Well, or
Shabbos.
Usually, right?
What?
Something has to change in the trap.
The animal can't escape.
Well, right, but usually it can't escape because something changed in the trap.
Yeah, the so the contrap, the door slammed. No, but nothing changed to the animal.
Yeah, but it's a one-way right. door, nothing changed.
What?
A one-way door, nothing changes.
What do you mean?
The animal goes in, it only swings one direction.
No, it doesn't.
So then the animal can't walk out of it.
Right, right, but the point is that nothing changes anyway. Nothing changes.
Right.
The answer is,
right.
The answer is
status
what?
Status
the status changed, exactly. Now it's trapped. It's not free anymore, right. So, Mitzudos chayva ofa dagim she'asum e'erv yantif, lo yitul mehem beyantif. You cannot take a yantif. Ela im kein yidua shetnitzu me'erv yantif. Unless you know for sure that it was trapped on erev yantif. Why not? Why can't you take it? What? Well, why? So what's the iser now? Do you want to tell me it's muksa?
Nice.
It's muksa. What else could, let's go through. What are the options? That one option is muksa. If it's muksa, then it's a safek derabanan. Safek derabanan, right? So I'm being machmar, a safek derabanan. Safek derabanan should be lakula.
The whole question is we don't know what it was, banish mashas?
Right. We don't know if it was trapped or not. We don't know. So it should be...
Your question you're answering is why that malacha is a malacha in the first place, in any way.
That's a separate question. The Torah says that we have a tradition. One of the 39 malachas is trapping.
So then you got to roll the same thing.
But on yontif, you're allowed to kill the animal. On Shabbat, it serves zero purpose. But on yontif, it serves a purpose. Oh, I trapped the fish, I'll eat the fish. No, you're not allowed to do that, because you're not allowed to trap. But one second, it's a suffix. Suffix if it's there, suffix you're trapped or not.
Because it's a preparation for the yontif, that's the same thing. It goes back to the same thing.
What? No, it's not a suffix deraisa.
No, it's a body that, let's say it's a body deraisa.
Right.
Okay, what did you do? Why is it a problem as a deraisa in the first place on yontif?
You mean if you did it?
Yeah. Because you're supposed to prepare it before you have to did it.
Right here.
Yeah. If you put up a wasp trap in your surface,
yeah, but you don't want the wasps.
Right, but you don't.
It's a big difference. A big difference. What?
There's a mission in Shabbos that says it still allows you. Not just my son. It's a picture of it and everything. It still allows you to set up a trap for Shabbos, even if it's like close to someone.
Yeah, that's what you want it or you don't want it?
Well, it doesn't say you can take it.
It doesn't say whether you want
it. Right, you don't want it over there. You want to set up a trap for a mouse or something like that. You don't want that. Here you want it. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says, similar to what Mati saying, very simple, I'm surprised no one thought of it. It's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The fact that after yontif it's mutter means, we don't say it's a suffix or a banan.
Wait it out.
But wait it out. And therefore, that's similar to what he's saying. He's saying the same thing with different...
Same
end line, and you wait it out. And therefore, if you're not sure, you can't touch it. Umaisa, Benachri Echad, there was once a story with a certain Gentile, Shehevi Dagum Rabbi Gamliel, he brought fish to Rabbi Gamliel, V'amar Mutarinein, Temutter, Ella, She'ein Ritzoni L'Kabal Hamenam. I don't want to take it from him, because I don't take gifts. But there's nothing wrong with it, which contradicts the Reisha. The Reisha said it's a problem. Can't trap on Yantif. Rabbi Gamliel said, don't worry about it, enjoy. It's a Maisa Lister. That story contradicts the halacha. Right? Now, chesur mechzer v'achi ketoni. Here's the story. It's a chesur mechzerah. Suffolk muchon usher. If it's a suffolk, it was prepared, it's usher. Rabbi Gamliel matir. Rabbi Gamliel didn't hold up a kiva eger. He didn't hold of a davish yishon matirid. He didn't hold. He held the suffolk isser, no problem. My tsunami, the story backs that up. Nachwi echot shehevi dagim l'Rabbi Gamliel. V'amar mutar v'nein. Ela shein watzi yikab l'menu. I don't want to take gifts. Amar v'udam mar shmuel. Ein alacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. We don't hold like that. V'ikad demas nilaha. T'tanya. Suffolk muchan. If it's a suffolk, it was prepared. Rabbi Gamliel matir. Rabbi Gamliel says, no problem. I don't hold if a suffix is a problem. I don't hold from that. Rabbi Yeshua Oser, Rabbi Yeshua says it's a problem. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yeshua, we hold up Rabbi Yeshua. Ika demasni la'aha. Others have the same machlokas on the following story. The Tanya. Shochetin min hanigarin b'yantif. You're allowed to shecht from a nigarin on yantif. Right? What is nigarin? Corral. Meaning prepared places. Avolo min avrishasos, umin ha-machmoros. Not from these other kinds of places. What?
Nets and traps.
Nets and traps. What's the difference?
Well, it seems to say that the first one was an irrigation ditch.
Right, so I think the difference is... what? Exactly, they're already considered trapped. It's already trapped, there's no trapping. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bo matzon mikulkalin me'erv yantiv biyadua. If you see the trap has been broken on Erev Yontif, then for sure they were trapped on Erev Yontif, and it's not a problem, because they're already trapped. Bo, Matzon, Mikul, Kalim, Biyomtif. But if you only see the trap broken on Yontif, Biyadua, Shebiyomtif, Nitzodu, Vasurin. You see from here that on Yontif they were trapped, and it's Aser. Haguf Akasha. So now the inferences are Akasha. Amart, it said, Bo, Matzon, Mikul, Kalim, Erev Yontif. If you saw the trap broken on Erev Yontif, Biyadua, Shebiyomtif, Yontif, Nitzodu. Then you know for sure that it was trapped on Erev Yontif. Taima dahabo matzah milkul kalin. Because you found it, that it was broken. Hasveik, what about a sif? What about a suffik? I don't know. Asurin, it would be a problem. Aim a seifa. Now look at the seifa. Seifa said, bo matzah milkul kalin biyantif. You found it broken on Yontif. Be a duash yantif nitzodu. So it's for sure you're trapped on Yontif. Taima dahabo matzah milkul kalin. That's because you found it broken. Hasveika, mayor of Yontif nitzodu. Umutarin. What if it's a suffix? The implication is it would be mutter. So the implications go in the wrong directions. Hachikamer, here's what it means. Bo matzon mikul kalin me'erev yantif. If you found the trap broken in erev yantif, biyadua she me'erev yantif nitzodu umutarin. So you know for sure it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it was for sure trapped in erev yantif. And therefore it's trapped. Hasveika, but if it's a suffix, nase kimi she nitzodu biyantif asurin. If it's a suffix, it's asur. Because we don't know. It's asur. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's halacha like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Right? Then, the Mishnah had a story, okay? I know it's not such a very, very exciting daf, except for the beginning when we looked at halacha l'maitza. So, the Mishnah had a story where somebody, a guy, brought a fish to Rabbi Gamliel. He said it's mutter, but I don't like taking gifts. So Gemara says, Mutarin Lamai. What are they mutter for? Right? What in regarding what? Rav Amar, Mutarin Lakabel. You can take them from the guy. It's mutter to accept the gift from the guy. Ulevi Amar, no Mutarin Bachila. You can actually eat it. Amar Rav, La'olam al yimna adam atzim with Beis HaMedrash, afil sho'achas. You should never leave the Beis HaMedrash even for one moment. You know why? The Anav Ulevi Havin and Kameh de Rebbe. We were both by Rebbe. Ki amr la hashmaita, when he said this halacha, beorta amar mutarin. At night he said it's us that he eat it. Ubit zafra amar mutarin lekavel. In the morning he changed his mind. He said no, it's only mutar to take it as a gift. You don't want to get the guy angry at you. What kind of person are you? Don't take it. I went to go trap this for you. I had a gift for you. Oh, thank you so much. I'll take it in. Now I'll eat it. At night he said you're allowed to eat it. In the morning he changed his mind. I was there when Rebbe changed his mind. I heard that he changed his mind. I passed and changed his mind. And therefore, only mutter to mekabel it. Levi, Levi wasn't there in the morning. He didn't hear that Rebbe changed his mind. He was going around teaching the wrong halacha. Rebbe changed his mind. Rebbe, at night he said you ought to eat it. Changed his mind in the morning. Now, Meisvei, one second. There's a brisa that says, Nachri Shehevi Dorot Lisrael, if a guy brings a gift to a Jew, Afilu Dogim Hamafulamim, even if the fish are flush, like they were just pulled fresh, right? Uperos Bineyoman, one day old fruit, just picked off the tree today. Mutarin, it's mutter. Mutter for what? What, did he eat it? A guy could pick an apple off a tree and I could eat it?
It doesn't have to tell you that when they picked it, if the whole issue is being
mixed. No, that's what I'm saying, if it's so fresh. It wasn't picked 4 days ago. You know, the bananas, how they look when they're after sitting in the kitchen table for a week, they look much different than when they first brought home. They look much more geschmack.
One second. Is the question whether you're allowed to take a gift from a guy?
No. That's for sure. That's for sure. The question is, can
take a gift that the Malacha was on Shabbos.
Right. So, Bishlomo le'manda amar mutar le'kabel shaper. If the issue is just to accept it from a guy. Thank you so much, my neighbor. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's such a good fit. Tomorrow, we're going out for lunch. Tomorrow we'll eat it. I can't wait. That's mutar. I'm going to kabel it now. Not getting on yontif. El man damer mutarim ba'achila, mutar to eat it. Peiros b'nei yomer b'shar ba'achila. Let eat fruit picked that day. How could you do that? How could that be? How could anyone hold that? Ul tamech, and according to this, peiros b'nei yomer b'shar b'tiltol. What do you mean? What do you mean you can accept it from a goy? They're muksa. They were just picked off the tree an hour ago. You can't touch that. How can you tell the goy? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Ella, the answer is they're not picked today. Bikavri, the idmi, it's fish that are red or fresh looking. Uperi, the kavishi, biyarka skinan, and they were fruit that they were put into preserves that they look very fresh, but they're not fresh. They could be fresh. They weren't picked today. Vamai karele b'neyomen. Why do they call them today? Because ke'ein shen ke'ein b'neyomen. It's like today. It's like they were picked today. Okay. Amar of Papa, or Papa said, Hilchas Adalacha is, Nachri Shehevi Doron Liyisrael B'Yantif, if a guy brings a present for you on Yantif, Im Yesh Me'oso Min B'Mechubar, if there's that same species out there, attached, meaning the harvest wasn't done yet. So he brings you a bunch of oranges, the orange harvest wasn't done yet, right? Then Usher. Then it's Usher, right? Because we're afraid, he just picked them now. Ul erev nami asurim b'chtei shiasu. And after the yontif is over, you have to wait b'chtei shiasu, the amount of time it took him to go pick that. Because he did it for you, it's a halacha, fine. V'im ein me'osa min b'mechubar, and if there's no such min, no oranges anymore out in the field, they've all been harvested. So he brought you oranges. He didn't pick them today. It's impossible. The harvest is done already. Where did he get them from? From his house. So tocha tchum mutter. In the tchum, it's mutter. Why? In the tchum, it's mutter. So there's no muksa issue. Because we assume in the tchum, they're already set aside. There's no muksa issue. There's no, there's no harvesting issue. Right? And so no malacha was done. Chutz l'tchum, if it's outside the tchum, aser, right? It's aser. Haba b'shvil Yisrael zeh, mutter l'Yisrael acher. But if it's brought for Reuven, Shimon's allowed to partake of it. What does that mean?
Right away.
Right? So since tchum is a derabanan. Right, it wasn't done for Reuven. It was done for Reuven.
It was done for a Jew.
So it was done for a Jew. So therefore, we'll machmir for the Jew that it was done for, but we'll make it for everybody else.
What do we care about chutz l'tchum? It's a separate halacha.
No, because if it's chutz l'tchum, we're afraid maybe that it was a malacha was done. First of all, tchum itself is a tchum.
Right. So what are you combining the two?
What do you mean?
If something came from chutz l'tchum, you can't have it anyhow on Yom Tov. Right?
It's only because only a derabanan.
Right.
Right?
So?
So there, what do you mean so?
Tchum's derabanan?
Tchum's derabanan, yeah. Tchum's always derabanan. Even on Shabbos.
One second, if it's chutz l'tchum, it's
awesome. Because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin, that's why.
One second.
Go wait. Wait till after Yontif. Wait till after Yontif.
I want it now.
You can't have it now.
Why is it?
Because that's what Davi Hashem Atir means. It'll be mutter tomorrow. So wait till
the whole. Yeah, a whole lot. That my house.
I know. You told me. You told me.
If somebody brings you a cooked dish,
right?
If you're allowed to have it.
No.
So what is it? So.
But I can have it. Someone brings you, I can have it. That's what the Gemara says.
I gotta be honest, that's the problem. It wasn't made, even if it was made for you particularly. Once it's done for a
Jew, why
so since,
what does
it
have to do with the picking?
Meaning the nothing. Since it came chutz l'tchum, normally, it's nothing to do with picking. It's a separate issue of tchum. Separate halacha. There's such a thing as tchum, even on Yontif. But since tchum is the Rabbanon, picking is the Daraisa, since tchum is the Rabbanon didn't establish a halacha so machmir that it affects every Jew in the world. Only the guy it was brought for. The question is, does that apply in Shabbos too? All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow at this Omar Rabba. We'll stop, we'll pick up tomorrow right here.